Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Today's show on Monday, we're going to talk about Louisiana Tech's signing class, football. I'm glad we waited because they added 5 players since signing day. We're also going to talk about Grambling. Grambling College signed 37 players. Wow. New head coach Hugh Jackson. We'll talk about that. There's an interesting part of that class we'll mention, too, where a lot of these guys are from outside of Louisiana. We're also going to talk about LSU men's basketball, women's basketball, Will Wade. They won. They beat a good Mississippi State team. And the women's team beat a decent Texas A&M team. Anytime you get an SEC win, it's huge. Kim Mulkey is doing a phenomenal job. 21 wins. 21 wins. Incredible job that Kim Mulkey's done with women's basketball this year. I don't even think they won 10 games last year. We're also going to just talk about the Super Bowl and get just my 2 cents on how the game ended. I thought it was one play made the decision for the game. One play altered the game. One flag altered the game. And an average offensive line for the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's go ahead and start with Louisiana Tech. We're going to have our North Louisiana teams promoted here today, Grambling and Louisiana Tech, for their signing days. You know, they had pretty good recruiting classes. And you know what? Louisiana Tech did a great job in recruiting. Let me tell you why. They lost most of their coaches. You know, Coach Holtz, Skip Holtz, was fired. And then they had a lot of coaches leave. Joe Sloan was one coach that left LSU. They had several other coaches that didn't return. And so, basically, Louisiana Tech was down to 4 coaches, 4 assistants that basically made this class happen. And their new head coach was hired with not even a month left in recruiting, Sonny Cumbie, who came over from Texas Tech, former quarterback. And I really believe that Louisiana Tech in-state did phenomenal. And for what they did in needs, just short-term, with only 4 assistants really working this, I thought they did it. I thought I'd give them an A+, because what this staff, with only 4 coaches, they recruited like if they had a full staff. It's very impressive what these guys were able to do. And you know what? There was so much talent in Louisiana. I will say it's hard to screw up not getting players, because I always said this past year that Louisiana was deep in talent, regardless of what the rankings were on these sites. So Louisiana has signed 16 players total. They added 5 players since signing day. Signing day, they had 11. So they have 16 total. They still have some scholarships to give, which will probably be in the portal. They'll probably go from here on out to get some transfers. They just added a player from Jonesboro Hodge since the signing day. Devontae Maisey, get this, had 6 interceptions his senior year, Jonesboro Hodge. 4 of them for touchdowns, pick 6. 4 interceptions returned for touchdowns, 4. Devontae's 6'1", 175 pounds. I saw him play this year. I saw him play all the way back in 2018 when he was a freshman. He is a great player for their program. He's going to come in and play probably safety or corner. And let's talk about some other Louisiana guys that they signed. Cyrus Allen, a receiver from Landry Walker in the New Orleans area. Algiers is where he's from. Cyrus is 6'1", 180. They also got a big-time player from Huntington by the name of Zion Claville, who's 6'2", 180. He runs a 4.45. I've seen this kid play. He's really good. They got a playmaker from Lake Charles Prep, Keshlin Jackson, 6'1", 170, runs a 4.4. And I think a great receiver in O'Ryan James from Ellender and Homa, who stands 6'1", 180. I think he's going to be a high draft pick one day in the NFL. They also got a great quarterback in Landry Liddy out of Calvary Baptist, led his team to a state championship in 2020 and threw for over 8,000 yards the last 2 years. They also picked up Kendrick Rucker, also from Huntington and Shreveport, a tight end, I think, for college. Played a little receiver in high school, 6'5 in height, 200 pounds, but it's going to weigh about 230 in another year and run about a 4.6. They also got a DB from St. Aug in New Orleans, the Purple Knights, Jamal Shelby, 6'2", 180 pounds. A long kid that's got a lot of great stuff ahead of him for college. You know, it was receiver heavy. They signed four receivers in Louisiana, in Allen, Claville, Jackson, and James, I mentioned. And here's one more name I want to mention for Louisiana Tech before we take a break. The best recruit in the class, the most impact guy that's going to come in and help Tech, is a native from Monroe, Louisiana. Went to Carroll High School. I thought he was unbelievable in high school. He signed with Memphis, started 34 games. Isaac Ellis. Isaac will come in and play guard. He's 6'2", 319 pounds, and he benches 500 pounds. Isaac Ellis is an NFL starter. He's a one-year guy. He's a guy that could go to LSU and start. That's how good he is. That's what I think of him. I thought he was phenomenal in high school. And he went to Memphis, and he had over 200 pancake blocks at Memphis. Isaac Ellis, remember that name. He's only going to be at Tech for 1 year. But they needed an impact O-lineman, and they got that guy, Isaac Ellis, who's from Carroll High School in Monroe. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk about Grambling's signing class, Grambling. Grambling, Louisiana. They got a new head coach in Hugh Jackson, and he did a really good job, and we've got some breakdowns of their class when we come back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Before we get to Grambling signing class in football, I want to thank a sponsor of ours, John Harvey Toyota. If you're looking for a used or new car, Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Tell them Lee sent you. Great people at Harvey Toyota there. Let's get to Grambling. Grambling had a great recruiting class. I guess you're going to do well when you sign 37 players. Now, I don't know how they're going to make this work. I know you can get 25 in the signing class. You can get another 7 because of the new NCAA rule, so that's 32. So I guess some of these guys will be tops, meaning the guys over the 32 accepted probably a preferred walk-on, and then they'll probably get a scholarship within a year. Because you can't sign 37, but you can announce 37, just so people understand that. So Grambling signed 37 players. Hugh Jackson, the new head coach, former NFL head coach of the Cleveland Browns. He did good in Louisiana. He really did, being a late hire, just like Sonny Cumbie at Louisiana Tech. But here's what's interesting. They took 11 signees from California. Hugh's got a lot of California connections. But they signed 11 players from California, 9 from Texas. Let's talk about the Louisiana players they got. They signed 8 players from Louisiana, and the big guy that stands out to me is Leroy Page from Martin Luther King High School in New Orleans. Why do I like Leroy Page? Because I watched him this year and thought he was one of the best players in Louisiana. He's tall, 6'4". He's strong, weighs 195 pounds. He's got great hands. He runs a true 4.5 in the 40. He's a very tough kid, and he's originally was at Holy Cross High School early in his career, where he transferred to Martin Luther King for his senior season and junior season, where he sat out. Leroy Page will be a guy that can come in and start right away, I think, at Grambling as a receiver kind of a hybrid kind of guy. He's a hamburger or two away from being a tight end, but also can play free safety where he played in high school and looked good to me as well. They also got a big-time pickup from a former LSU linebacker from John Aaron High School. Remember Dante Starks? Dante signed with Grambling out of Coahoma Junior College in Mississippi, where he spent a year starting at 6'1". He's now 220 in weight. Runs a 4.5 40. He's still got NFL ability, just made some mistakes at LSU. Hopefully he's grown from that. It looks like he has. They also picked up a big-time DB from Arkansas who prepped at Edna Carr High School. Remember Devin Bush? He was one of the top 25 players in Louisiana 3 years ago. Devin, 6-foot-tall, 200 pounds, will come in and play strong safety. Might even play outside linebacker for Grambling. Devin has a couple of years left of eligibility. The biggest name I thought they signed that nobody's really talking about is a quarterback who originally played at Bastrop High School, was a 3-year starter, was phenomenal, Quartarius Hawkins. Quartarius is 6-foot-tall, 185 pounds. It doesn't sound like much to you, but he's different. He's a hell of a player. In high school, he threw for over 10,000 yards and 65 touchdowns. At Jones Junior College in Mississippi, he tore it up as well. I think Quartarius Hawkins might start at quarterback since he's coming in from a junior college. I like that they got him, and I like that he's from Bastrop High School in North Louisiana. They also picked up Tyrese Johnson from Booker T. Washington, free safety, who came out really in 2020. But he signed with Grambling. He's 6'2", 190, has a lot of ability. And some other guys from Louisiana they got that I like a lot is running back Chance Williams from Scotlandville. Chance is 5'8", 5'9", 180, can run 4.5, great player. I think he's got an NFL future, I really do. I think Chance, you know, has a chance to play at Grambling as a true freshman, if not start. They also picked up Bradley Lewis, a defensive end, really a buck linebacker from Westgate in New Iberia. Bradley's all of 6'3", about 220, and has a lot of room to grow to be about 240, 250. He hasn't hit his upside yet, meaning he's got a lot of ability. He's still going to put on more weight and get stronger. I like this kid. I also like 5-year starter from Red River High School in Coushatta, Louisiana, Ashante Cole, a big offensive guard, could be a tackle for Grambling. He's 6'4", 300 pounds, runs a 5.240, and started as an eighth grader for Red River High School. Ashante is... he's been 6'4 since he was in the eighth grade. He's got a lot of ability. It was a pretty good Louisiana group, I think, for Hugh Jackson. You know what's crazy, though? They signed 11 California players. But you know what? Grambling's always signed a lot of out-of-state kids, even going back to Eddie Robinson days when, you know, they had all tons of players go to the NFL, but a lot of them were not from Louisiana, you know, back in the 60s and 70s. In the 80s and 90s and now. So, I mean, even Doug Williams signed a lot of out-of-state players. Even Coach Fobbs did the same thing prior to Hugh Jackson. So I hope you enjoyed the Grambling recruiting classes in Louisiana Tech. We're going to now take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some LSU basketball. And after that, we're going to talk about women's basketball, Kim Mulkey, and also the Super Bowl. We'll recap the Super Bowl. I'll give you my 2 cents. I'm still not happy about the way it ended. Don't call me a bad sport. I just really don't like a play determining the game, especially when you're letting teams play up until the last minute and a half of the game. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983, your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. Before we get into men's basketball, LSU, and Will Wade, I want to thank a sponsor of ours, Gage. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at area code 225-753-4243. That's 753-4243 locally in Baton Rouge, area code 225, and help your business get better connected with Gage. You know, continuing on, LSU basketball, they beat, I thought, a pretty good Mississippi State team. I think Molinar, their guard, 6'4", will be a high draft pick probably this year. Could be a top 15 pick. I really do think he's a great shooter. He doesn't miss free throws. He's always pushing the ball. And when he's got the ball and he drives to the basket, you know, one or two things are going to happen. He's either going to make it or you're going to foul him, and he's going to make his free throws, kind of like Cam Thomas. You know, their big guys are really legit. They just didn't have enough scoring around him. Thank God LSU plays hard because they were able to close it out. And what can you say about Tari Eason? I mean, where would LSU be without Tari Eason? Everybody talks about, well, you know, this guy got hurt, that guy got hurt, and they don't have a center, which they don't. They don't really have a dominating guy down low to rebound or, you know, alter shots. But you have Tari Eason. He should get a trophy for the most dunks in a game every week. And he definitely should get a trophy for the most spectacular dunks. That windmill dunk late in the game was impressive. Even though I'm not big on those kind of plays because you want to end the game and it's kind of tight, maybe when it's a 14-point lead, but, man, if you miss those dunks, it could come back to haunt you one day. But, anyway, it went in the basket. Tari Eason, unfortunately, will be probably a first-round pick, unfortunately for LSU. Good for Tari. But what a pickup from Cincinnati College. He's from California and went to high school in California in Los Angeles. Most people don't realize that, but, yeah, he's a Los Angeles kid. And being that he's 6'8", I mean, he took over this game again. I think he's won about 8 of LSU's games this year. Because late in the game, he just takes over. Whether it's dunks, whether it's stealing the ball and finishing, whether it's his three-point shot against Mississippi State, he made three huge threes. I mean, the guy is 6'8". He's 220 pounds. He's getting threes now in his resume and consistently making them. It's not like he's 1 for 3. He was 3 for 3 from the three-point line. Had 23 points, and he was the difference in the game. I mean, you know, where would LSU be without him? They wouldn't be in the NCAA tournament possibly. You know, LSU's 3 wins, I think, away from punching a ticket to the NCAA tournament. Before the SEC tournament starts, they can be in it, I think. They're 18-7. If they win 3 more, you know, they've got the big wins over Kentucky and Tennessee and at Florida, okay, and then they beat a good Wake Forest team. Wake Forest is doing pretty good this year in the ACC. So, you know, 21 wins in this conference this year should – now, 22 would make, I think, Will feel better, maybe winning one game in the SEC tournament. You know, going in with 22, and also for a seed, maybe another win. But I see LSU splitting these final 6 games. I see them going 3-3. Potentially, they could go 4-2, potentially. You know, Kentucky's got some injuries now. Arkansas's, you know, LSU might play with a little more ump this time because they beat them at home. But I think the Georgia game starting Wednesday will be the start of doing that, which will be a home game for LSU this Wednesday against Georgia, who they should beat, should. We thought they would beat Vandy and Ole Miss, but, you know, if you're a hot-shooting team, you're probably going to beat LSU because LSU cannot compete with the three-point line usually. Now, in this past week, you know, Tari Eason made those threes late in the game, which helped LSU. And Imani Wilkerson every now and then will make a three. I think he needs to shoot more. That kid needs to shoot more. He needs to say buckets and just shoot. But, man, in the corners, he's pretty good. He's about 50% shooting threes, which is pretty good. We're going to take a break when we come back. I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl. And also talk about Kim Mulkey, the great job she's doing with women's basketball at LSU. They beat Texas A&M to win 21 games. 21 games with just 4 losses. It's amazing. And they're, you know, they have a chance to be inside the top 10 pretty soon, which is also amazing considering they didn't win 10 games last year. We're going to go and take a break. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. Before we get back to our show, I want to thank another great sponsor of Osmer, Dean's Collision Center in Baton Rouge. Chris Medine, Dominica Medine, they do a wonderful job. Make sure to give them a call at 225-357-7983. You can get to them at Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge. That's 5275 Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They do a wonderful job. They can give you the best paint job in the market. If you need any body work on your car or truck, if you get in a wreck, you got to call Medine's Collision Center and ask for Chris Medine, Dominica Medine. They're family owned since the 1960s. The number to call again is 225-357-7983. Again, on Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to go ahead and continue on, and I just want to mention, you know, LSU, the women's basketball team, Kayla Porner and this girl Cherry, the transfer they got from Baylor. I mean, they've got three of the best guards on a basketball team, maybe in women's basketball this year. I mean, their guards average about 60 of the 70 points they score every week. If they average 65, they're scoring 50 of those. They do have a lot of height, a lot of seniors. You know, they do have some post players that are 6'3", 4". They got a couple of young 6'2" kids. But the job their guards do is just phenomenal for Kim Mulkey, and what she's done is phenomenal. But, you know, it's just amazing where they're going to be. If they close strong the season, they got a chance to be a third seed, a three seed, or even two. Who knows? Maybe even a one if they continue to win big games. I mean, they're just doing – I mean, this is the best year for women's basketball in over a decade. I mean, it's incredible what she's going to do when she brings in all of her players. I would say next year they're going to do great, but they're going to be young. I hate talking about next year, but they have a lot of seniors this year. And she kind of mentioned that the other day, if you heard Kim, if you caught it. She's like, you know what? We're building a monster here too soon because I've got a lot of kids that are seniors. You know, she inherited some seniors, a lot of them. So she'll go out and recruit the best players in the country with some of the good young kids that are coming back. But I think in the year 2023, maybe 24, she'll be in a national championship game and win it all. Maybe her third year. Next year will be a young, talented team. This year, you know, they might get to the Sweet 16. You never know. That's nobody ever thought that would happen. They just thought maybe she'd come in and have maybe a winning season, which she's already done. We're going to go take another break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. I'm like everybody else, a little upset the Bengals lost. We'll be back in just a moment. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357 and have the time of your life. Welcome back. Before we talk about the Super Bowl, I want to thank two wonderful sponsors, Treads and Care Tire Company, locally owned and operated by Devin Holly. Incredible people. They're on the corner of Park Place Drive and Hooper Road. Give them a call. They've been in business since 1971. The number to call is 225-331-8144. They do pickup and delivery. They have all major brands of tires. They even check your engine. They'll check your tires. They'll do all changes, tires and brakes. They do all that stuff since 1971. Treads and Care Tire Company. Give Devin Holly a call at 331-8144. And also, Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and get this, echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call, 337-598-2357. To set up a tour or set up a fishing trip or a hunting experience, that's 337-598-2357. Look, I've been a part of their fishing. I did a fishing trip. I stayed over in one of their lodges. Man, the food is off the charts. The experience, just to be there, just to spend an overnight trip, you know, go with friends, bring your kids, you know. Bring your wife if she likes to fish, but it's a heck of an experience. Let me tell you, we caught, you know, almost a little over 100 bass in like 3 hours between me, a friend of mine, and the guide. I don't know where you're going to go and do that anywhere else on the planet, but I had a great time. I like to fish too. But let's go ahead and continue the show, talk about the Super Bowl. The Rams won, and you know what? One play, unfortunately, can determine a game. And you know what I'm upset about still? Is that the refs let the game play out, and they let the teams play the whole game. Both teams play the whole game, which I loved. And then they get down to the 10-yard line. It's third down. Cincinnati's got the momentum of stopping Stafford, and you know, they're doing a great job against the run game, too. And you've got Beckham that's not on the field, and you've got their second-team tight end that's hurt. And, I mean, they're running out of options. Cooper Kupp, you know he's going to get the ball. But on third down, they call a flag on Logan Wilson, the linebacker. And if you watch the play, his hand looks like it's really on the player. But, you know, he basically takes his right hand and knocks the ball down. It was a great play. On third down, it would have made it fourth down, and you know, who knows if they would have held him on fourth down, ball game probably. Or Cincinnati would get the ball with 1:50 left. The Rams had 3 timeouts, and all they need is a first down to end the game. But that didn't happen. They called the flag on Logan Wilson, and it changed the whole game. And then when the Bengals get the ball, I don't think that Joe was completely 100%. He didn't want to leave the game. I think that had a lot to do with, you know, getting the ball out and everything and his movement because he was hurt. And hopefully he's okay. Hopefully when they check him out today, he's okay. Let's look at it this way. The Bengals were not supposed to be there. They beat the Chiefs twice. They beat the Steelers and the Ravens twice. I never thought that would happen. And he brought the Bengals to the Super Bowl without an offensive line. Try that out. Actually, the Bengals have the worst offensive line in the NFL. And yet Joe Burrow found a way with Ja'Marr Chase and Mixon to get to the Super Bowl against an all-star cast of the Rams, which, you know, Matthew Stafford, you know, Andrew Whitworth, Odell Beckham, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, and you can go on and on and on and on. And, you know, Cooper Kupp, the MVP. I am happy for Andrew Whitworth to get his ring at the age of 40. I want to mention, I watched Andrew Whitworth play in high school. I'm getting old. Andrew Whitworth, just to share this with listeners, prior to LSU, was a tight end. He was a 6'6", 270-pound tight end. But he was that guy that when you saw him go out on the field, even though he wasn't polished yet, you just like, that guy's a player, you know, the way he ran. And then I saw him in a basketball game against Catholic High Baton Rouge in the playoffs his junior year. And when I saw him run the court without getting tired the whole game at 275 pounds, 270, 6'6", and I watched how skilled he was just on the basketball court, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I haven't seen too many kids play basketball like he did at 270 pounds. His senior year, he gained a little weight. He moved to O-line and got up to probably about 290, 295. And then he signed with LSU, and the rest is history. He got up to 325 pounds at LSU, grew an inch to 6'7", and he plays to he's 40 years old, wins a Super Bowl against his former team. Isn't that crazy? He played for the Bengals for several years. Never saw the Super Bowl. And he wins against his former team with the Rams. Wins his first Super Bowl as a player in the NFL. I'm happy for Whitworth. I'm happy for Odell Beckham for playing all those years with the Giants and not scratching anything. And the Browns. It's unfortunate to see him leave the game. I hope he's okay, too. I hope Odell's okay. I mean, I hate to see any of these guys hurt their knees or backs or anything like that, especially late in their career. And I hope he's okay. He really helped the Rams get to the Super Bowl, because without Odell, Cooper Kupp wouldn't have been able to do this by himself, and it made Stafford look pretty good. I'm also happy for Aaron Donald winning his first Super Bowl. I remember when he played at Pittsburgh University at 6 foot tall. Nobody recruited him really heavily. And also, a lot of people are not really saying this name, but I'm happy for Jalen Ramsey winning his first Super Bowl. You got to realize Jalen was with Jacksonville. And let's just face it, Jacksonville they never went to a Super Bowl. And they, you know, toward the end of his career in Jacksonville, they were awful. So Jalen Ramsey wins his first Super Bowl in the NFL. That's one of the best corners in the league, if not the best corner. You know, the Bengals offensive line, if I'm an offensive lineman for the Bengals, I'm already looking for a new house and a new zip code to live, because I don't think 4 of the 5 will be back. But, you know, we saw this past year before I end the show. The Kansas City Chiefs. Remember they were a game away, or they were a game away from the Super Bowl last year, and remember their O-line was just dominated. Remember the Kansas City O-line was dominating? Guess what happened? The whole Kansas City O-line was new in 2021 for Mahomes. So hopefully the Bengals will do the same thing. They'll draft 2, 3, maybe even 4 draft picks on the O-line. I thought they would maybe go a corner linebacker, but no, you got to go the whole O-line now. Or you got to pick up a big-time free agent or two on the O-line. How about pick up Damian Lewis from the Seattle Seahawks, former Burrow teammate? How would that look? Damian Lewis is one of the top offensive guards in the league for Seattle, and I think going into year 3, he'll be a free agent. You can pick him up. Also, how about try to get Cushenberry, the center from the Broncos, his old center from LSU? And then they could pick up Ed Ingram in the draft from LSU, and then maybe Dakless as a free agent. He could build his old line around his old teammates, and if he gets Damian Lewis, I'm just saying what-ifs, right? Just having fun. But if they can pick up Damian Lewis or Cushenberry, I mean, those are two of the top young linemen in the league from LSU, and those were his teammates. I'd like to see it happen, maybe with Lewis or Cushenberry, one of the two. They're all going in their third year. They all left to the NFL the same year after the 2019 National Championship. I hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to have a great show on Tuesday. Our guest is Chris Carrier, track coach and football coach at Zachary High School. And we also have another big-time guest that's coming in that we'll share with you later on. But we've got two big-time guests. Actually, Coach Don Rodrigue, as they call him. They call him Coach Rod. Coach Don was a longtime coach at St. James High School with the late Coach Rick Gailey. Don is one of my favorite people in the business. He's been, you know, coach football for over 50 years. High school football and college. Once upon a time, he was a Nicholls State assistant coach with the late Sonny Jackson. Don Rodrigue is a great person, and he loves football. You'll enjoy that. And also, like I said, Chris Carrier's background, he played at LSU, was an All-American high school football player at Eunice High School, and now he's one of the top track coaches in the state of Louisiana. Those are our two guests on Tuesday, which will air on Wednesday. It's our video show for our podcast. Hope everybody has a great Monday. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.